This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Yourself Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. And welcoming new sponsor Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Truly, that is the way to go. Well, it's a very good way to go. I'll put it that way. Today, for those of you keeping count, this is episode 999. And tomorrow is going to be a good show. Tomorrow is going to be me and Hickok 45, Sean Maloney, Larry Lasky of Frog Lube, and Uncle Ted Nugent. That's all tomorrow for show number 1,000. But we got a long way to go before we get to that. So the law of averages predicts that at some time in the future, and maybe as soon as next year, the Democratic Party is going to once again control the White House and the majorities in both houses of Congress, especially now that as the entire world knows that the Republicans are a bunch of cowardly little punks. When that happens, the next Democratic president, and it could be pantsuit or someone else, will sign into law a sweeping foreign-style gun ban. That's coming. It's already been written. H.R. 4269 would enact a national permanent ban on the manufacture and sale of so-called assault weapons and all firearm magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds. The bill, introduced last December, already has 149 Democratic co-sponsors. 218 are needed to pass the House. This would ban all AR-15 and AK-type rifles and all civilian versions of military rifles produced anywhere in the world within the past 60 years or so. It would also ban all parts kits, strip receivers, bump fire stocks, thumb hole stocks, trigger cranks, so-called compliant rifles, and any characteristic that can function as a pistol grip. Law enforcement would be exempt from the bill's provisions. But H.R. 4269 is not a kick down the door and confiscate a bill. Existing rifles and magazines are then grandfathered, but the transfer of existing magazines is permanently prohibited. Gun banners know that it is literally impossible to perform a door-to-door confiscation in a nation of 300 million people, and any attempt to do so would certainly be met with violence. So, here they think they have preempted the come-and-take-it crowd by employing a long-term strategy. Once the manufacture and sale of certain weapons is prohibited, it is only a matter of time before the legislation would be amended to outlaw the transfer of grandfathered rifles as well as magazines, thus enacting a de facto confiscation within a generation. Although banning assault weapons is a Democratic proposal and a plank that Hillary Clinton has campaigned upon, she called the National Rifle Association an enemy along with Iran. Should not be assumed that all Republicans would oppose it. Republican presidential hopefuls Chris Christie, John Kasich, and Rudy Giuliani have all supported gun control in the past. The impetus to push such legislation through Congress would likely come from a high-profile shooting or terrorist act that, like the Reichstag fire, would receive extensive media attention and provide the propaganda necessary for gun controllers like Schumer and the next Democratic Senate Majority Leader, well, that will be him, to enact their pre-existing agenda. The Republicans would then find themselves being accused of being soft on terrorism if they voted against gun control after such an event. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson has already stated publicly that domestic gun control is necessary as an anti-terrorism measure. But banning assault weapons, as they say, has nothing to do with combating terrorism or, for that matter, the garden variety street crime. Assault weapons are used in only the tiniest fraction of crimes. Nearly all street crimes are with handguns. Furthermore, it's entirely possible for a homicidal maniac to commit a mass shooting with a sporting arm. In Great Britain, a deranged individual killed 12 people with a licensed, registered bolt-action rimfire rifle after semi-automatics and handguns were banned and confiscated in that nation. In Norway, where assault weapons have also been banned, Anders Breivik murdered 77 people with a Ruger Mini 14 sporting rifle. That's also, it's not a 22, but it's, you know, it's considered a sporting rifle. And those two rifles are specifically exempted from H.R. 4269. So if banning assault weapons has nothing to do with crime or terrorism, why are they so eagerly in favor of it? The answer is that they have this Hobbesian worldview in which the all-powerful Leviathan government has a complete monopoly on the exercise of power and or violence. Founders recognized the military that military quality arms, not sporting arms, are an indispensable tool for challenging government oppression. Contemporary Democrats reject the founders' teachings, believe that such arms must be banned precisely because they can be used to challenge the Leviathan's authority. If H.R. 4269 or a similar bill becomes law, do not expect the Supreme Court to come to the rescue and strike it down. If there's a Democratic Senate president and a Democratic Senate next year, the vacancy of the Supreme Court created by the death of Scalia will be filled by a liberal anti-gun justice. And there is a significant likelihood that Ginsburg, Kennedy, and Breyer could also be replaced by the next president. Their seats would undoubtedly also be filled by anti-gun left-wing jurists to go along with Sotomayor and Kagan. If the Supreme Court upholds a national assault weapons ban, what recourse do we have then? In the deep blue liberal states like New York, California, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, the answer is none. They've already enacted legislation nearly identical to H.R. 4269 with very little opposition and widespread public support. But there is one final ace in the hole. Liberal pro-gun or gun banners have long held the position that the Second Amendment only protects the right of state militias to bear arms and that such right does not extend to the general public not enrolled in the militia. Scalia destroyed that with the Heller decision, but in a virulent dissent, Stevens reiterated that liberal-only militias can have guns interpretations. If that becomes the major opinion in a further case, then guess what? I guess we're all going to have to join the militia. And that's how the states, we're all going to have to join the state militia. But the longer answer is going to be that we're all going to have to get involved in, to a degree that, you know, maybe paying attention civically, we wouldn't have to do that. Oh, but I forgot. Paul Ryan's the Speaker of the House. So we're already headed that way. Let's all enjoy the ride. Lead is more precious than gold. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection,
This is Ammunition Depot.
Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring seal and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Very, very, very comfortable to wear that holster. Check them out, AlienGearHolsters.com. The Never Trumps, or as I call them, the Republicans, they got a huge boost when the first poll out after the infamous body tape incident showed an 11-point lead for Hillary a month before the election. Mathematically, normally, all polls being honest, that would be an insurmountable margin. And we have been instructed as such. And barring a smoking gun, WikiLeaks revelation, or, you know, it had to be something really big like, you know, Hillary's biting the heads off kittens, it probably is. And the mainstream media and the Republicans, and I mean townhall.com, certain writers there, they're all touting this poll endlessly. Unless this poll is pure psyops, psychological operations. And thanks to some research by Sundance of Conservative Treehouse, it sort of looks like psyops. The poll was the product of Hart Research Associates Public Opinion Strategies, which it just so happens is headed by Mr. Jeff Garin, the president of Hart Research and Associates, and is currently working as a strategic advisor for Priorities USA in support of Hillary Clinton's election. But it does get better from that. Sundance writes, let's take a look at the recent financial connection between Jeff Garin, Hart Research Associates, and Hillary Clinton's Priorities USA Super PAC. For that information, you have to go look at some FEC filings. What do they indicate? Well, on September 16th, we find that there was a payment of $178,500. made out to the Hart Research Associates. On page 92 of the same September 2016 filing, there's another payment of $42,000. Then, that's $220,500 in the month of September alone paid by the Priorities USA Super PAC, which is Hillary Clinton's, to Hart Research Associates. The president of Hart Research Associates, Jeff Garin, is working for Hillary Clinton's campaign. NBC and the Wall Street Journal contact Jeff Garin for the post-debate poll data they will use on the day following the debate. They provide a small national poll sample, 500 people, with skewed party internals showing Hillary Clinton plus 11 points. You know, in the pre-election polling last time around, it looked like Romney had a chance to beat Obama. And, you know, it's sort of, you know, some people would sort of hesitate about charging the pollsters with bias towards Democrats. That said, polling is the product of the infotainment industry, which overwhelmingly backs the Democrats. And this poll is produced by a propaganda outfit stinks. This isn't a poll. This is a paid-for piece of propaganda. This is Goebbels without a German accent. Goebbels with the first name of Jeff. And a blog site found this stuff. Now, you know, wait a minute. Wait a minute, townhall.com. Wait a minute, Fox News. Wait a minute, all you guys. Who are you wanting to win this thing? And this is, here's the thing. If they succeed, if townhall.com succeeds, if all of these Republicans succeed, then guess what? The country goes to hell, and it's on them. I won't listen. The Democrats are being straight up. They're telling everybody what they're going to do. I am good with that. I believe them. The Republicans, the elites, the Glenn Becks, hey, I see what you're doing. I understand what you're doing. And you need to understand that you'll own it. They're going to sit back and say, well, all of the social ills and financial woes and everything, the Democrats will own. You will have enabled it. There is no way that this president, with this economy, should be followed by a Democratic president. There is no way. That has never happened before. Didn't happen. I mean, if it's going to happen, it would happen with Clinton, right? Didn't happen with Clinton. People were tired of Clinton. And everybody's touting a poll that somebody paid $220,000 for. Hillary Clinton paid $220,000 for. How come nobody's talking about that? Why isn't that coming up? Well, I'm going to tell you why. First reason is that a lot of these outlets just think we're stupid. They think that we're just going to take what they say at face value and just go, well, we can't support that Trump guy. We'll just have to stay home and not vote this time. Which is a vote for Hillary. Anything other than a vote for Trump is a vote for Hillary. I don't care about, I don't give a damn about legacy. I don't give a damn about, keeping this and keeping that. If we don't want to see, and I don't know how long this lasts. I mean, at best, this could be, the safety part of it, it may be as short a period of time as 4 years. But like I said, sometime down the road, now if a Republican becomes president and can do something with the Supreme Court, the next president will probably still appoint 4 Supreme Court nominees. So that'd be one less thing. I don't like even throwing it to them, but that'd be one less thing to worry about. Then we can work on Congress and maybe actually getting them to do something for real. And then we could go after the presidency if we don't like what Trump does. But I'm not exactly sure that's going to be the way it is. I may like what he likes. I may like what he does. I may like all the havoc he wreaks. Because I just dig that stuff. We'll be right back.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. It appears to me that the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, has concluded that Trump is not going to win and that Hillary will be the next president. And he has, this is the only logical explanation I can come up with for him telling the House members that he will not support or defend Trump and will not campaign for Trump. So he's advised the House members to do as they please, support or do not support Trump. He also said you all need to do what's best for you in your district. So he's saying every man for himself, jump ship. Now, that doesn't sound very good, does it? This is the man that is the third in line of ascension to the presidency. President goes down, the vice president goes down. We now have President Paul Ryan. Now, he has not been exactly campaigning for, supporting, or defending Trump. So his lack of participation is negligible. I mean, he hasn't been out there out front at all. But what is damaging is announcing that he will not support, campaign for, or defend Trump. The mainstream media and Ryan are in cahoots. And they're in full attack Trump mode to help Hillary. They highlight every Republican who announces he will not support Trump. Ryan has lost most of his conservative bona fides, and he's not very highly regarded by the conservative base. But he carries political weight because he is the House Speaker and was the VP nominee under Romney. So thus, we have the 2012 Republican ticket refusing to support the 2016 ticket, and in Romney's case, actively calling for Trump to withdraw. There was no reason for Ryan to go public with his jump ship advice, which only gives the mainstream media more ammunition to attack Trump. I find it particularly offensive for Ryan to make this announcement the day after Trump's big slam win over pantsuit in the second debate, because the mainstream media is now focusing on Ryan instead of on the way Trump handled this debate. Ryan is concerned with saving the House majority, and hence the House speakership. But Hillary, as a president, will continue to bypass Congress to rule by executive orders and agency regulations. We've had the House since 2010. So what? Under the weak leadership of Boehner and Ryan, Obama has governed as he pleases. Hillary will do the same. Ryan and the rest of the Republicans, like McCain, Flake, and Chaffetz, and Thune, and Hyatt, may save their office, and they will continue to enjoy the lifestyle of the D.C. political class. But they have effectively slit their own throats when it comes to consideration for national office. The base supports Trump. They're never going to forget this. The base, I mean, some of the people that are supporting Trump have never participated in this before. This is new to them. They don't understand what's going on. They don't understand how a Republican over here can dislike a Republican over here or not support each other. They don't get that. They see the Democrats closing ranks, one voice, you know, same message, everything's hunky-dory, we love each other. They see the Democrats doing that. They don't understand what's going on with the Republicans. Some of these people that may save their office this time around will be primaried out in the next go-round. It does not matter that Trump is actually pushing more of a conservative Republican agenda than that these Republicans say that they agree with. They agree with the agenda, they say. Language, dirty language, is more important than the Republican agenda for our country. We can't have any dirty language. Political correctness, run amok. I really can't stand this. This kind of weakness just makes me ragey. The mainstream media will praise Ryan and the rest as principled statesmen. They always do when Republicans support the Democrat agenda and work against the other Republicans. But Hillary and Democrats have no respect for these Republicans because nobody has respect for those who stab their mates in the back. And there's no appeasing. You can only, I mean, if you're going to go that way, then go that way all the way. Switch sides. Don't stand here and say, I'm a proud Republican, I'm a principled. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not in the party of Lincoln. Lincoln fought very hard to keep the country together. He was tested real hard. And, you know, I'm a son of the South, as they would say. So, I mean, I look at that and I see what he was trying to do. The voters are not going to forget or forgive those who helped Hillary win if she does win. And this could very well be the last real election for president, because if Hillary wins, there's going to be a single-payer health care system. There's going to be amnesty. There's going to be open borders and high tax rates. There's going to be gun bans. There's going to be a stacked Supreme Court that I'll never know a different one in my lifetime after this one. After this one. There may be one or two more that get replaced, but, it's never the balance of power will be permanently swayed for the remainder of my life anyway. The policies will be in Hillary's policies will be embedded in our government, just like the New Deal and the Great Society legislation and programs. We will be effectively cooked. This is the time to unite and fight this agenda, this candidate. With Ryan's public desertion and call for everyone to do what is best for himself, okay, We know what you're made. We know what you're made up, pal. Gotcha. Gotcha. It's up to what's left. The band of brothers, if you will, has got to pull together, unite, and beat Hillary. Ryan will think of himself as a curse because he did not stand to fight and defeat Hillary, and he will have to hold his manhood cheap because he refused to fight us to save our country from her. This is an abdication of office. This is a complete and total capitulation on his part. Switch over. Just become a Democrat, pal. Maybe Nancy will make you the whip or the majority leader or something like that. Maybe the Republicans hold and you become the minority leader. But just go ahead and switch. Switch parties. Do it now. McConnell, do the same. Lindsey Graham, do the same. You guys are supposed to be standing between us and tyranny, and instead, you're holding the door open for it. And you don't even understand the nature of what you're doing. You're doing it in the name of civility, and we can't talk like this, and I can't condone that kind of language. You guys aren't alpha males, are you? I'd rather have an alpha male. I can take the harsh language, believe me. Take it every day. You guys need to go find a safe area, you know. Get away from those microaggressions, because they're not going to get any better. We'll be right back.
Held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
From the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807. I guess I do. I've got a G-code banner behind me that's a skull with headphones on and with sunglasses. I'll put them back on so I can look just like me and G-code. Just like this. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The other day I went out and I joined a site where I buy licenses to music, and I took and recorded a very short video to put on Facebook, inviting everybody on Facebook to come and check us out tomorrow on the 1,000th show. And Facebook comes back and says that they recognize the song from the place where I bought the license from, and they weren't going to let me upload it first. Could somebody just mind your own damn business? Somebody, please. All right. Just before he was elected president in 2008, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama promised to fundamentally transform America, and he has largely succeeded. Hillary wins. She has promised to fulfill his goals. I say this, and I can hear Yogi Berra in the back of my head talking about the trouble with predictions. Now, if Trump were elected, would things be greatly different? And once again, Yogi's warnings about predictions. But let's speculate about what a Trump presidency might bring, shall we? First, however, we must examine how America has been transformed from a type of political system created by the Constitution's framers in 1787 to what they are now, which is large. What we are now is largely a European-style cradle-to-the-grave welfare state with a massive federal establishment of virtually unlimited power, most of those vested in the presidency and to a lesser degree the judiciary. Larded onto this is a ruling class increasingly disconnected from the rest of society. Truth requires that we acknowledge that Obama and his left-wing minions have had help in their accomplishments and that much of what they've done built upon what had gone before. We're not going to go back in history. But we are going to look at a few things more recent. It's necessary to note how on more than one occasion George W. Bush drew upon Americans' fears of terrorism to aggrandize power into the White House. And we must note that despite claims to the contrary, elected Republican leaders have time and again acquiesced to Obama and his efforts to transform the nation. And we have to ask the question, could it be that the GOP establishment is almost willing as a radical left-wing Democrat to see power concentrating in Washington, D.C.? Is that fair to say? Back in the 1830s, Alexis de Tocqueville speculated that a rage for equality among the American public might lead to a new Leviathan on the Potomac. Add to an abiding quest for equality an equally powerful desire for security, and you have a very heady mix of grassroots pressures for more big government. In the 30s, we were taught that combinations of hot and cold water, economic catastrophes such as the Great Depression and increasing urbanization contributed to a tendency for the federal government's power to wax and local and state government's power to wane. And there's at least a grain of truth to that, provided you do not excessively inquire into the dynamics of the process. Presidency under Trump would be interesting, looking at all of that background. If you look back at history, Trump has shaken the hands of Obama. He's been buddy-buddy with the Clintons. Bloomberg, I mean, he has worked with everybody. Because that's what business people do. Business goes forward. I spoke to an economist back in 2010, and he was telling me that while there may be breakdowns and everything else, businesses such as insurance, finance, and things like that always going to continue on, simply because they're not going to go away. That kind of thing just goes on no matter who's in power. Even if there's a breakdown, they pick themselves up from the ashes. Are you still with me, Daniel? It says you've disconnected. We'll find out in a minute. The Trump presidency would be one where he looks at things, I think, and he sees a bunch of problems, and he's going to try to tackle them. There's a couple of things he looks at, like, for example, the judiciary. I don't think he likes the judiciary. I don't think he likes them at all. I don't think he likes espionage. He has had a lot of bad stuff to say about Hillary and her emails. He has talked about, you know, if I become president, you're probably going to jail. Which, that would be just gut laugh city for me. I mean, that would just be just the craziest day for me. The other thing that I would hope to see would be a simple adherence to the Constitution, and maybe actually getting with some of these Republicans and sitting them down and saying, you know, if this was a business, I would fire you. I would fire you as the chief executive of this business, because you may get reelected, but, you know, we know how that plays. We know how that works. That doesn't mean people want you. That just means you're like a tick. And you're dug in, you're head deep in the taxpayer's fourth point of contact. And he would shame them. I think he would probably shame a bunch of them. And that's what they fear. They fear somebody who doesn't play the game. Oh, Trump doesn't play the game. He's not going to play the game. He's not going to play the game of the media. He's not going to play the game of the politicians. He's not playing it now. He wasn't playing it before. How many politicians out there have weathered a storm like that tape, that 11-year-old tape that had nothing to do? I mean, Trump wasn't in politics. Trump wasn't in politics 2 years ago. So most politicians, I mean, we saw it with Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner got out there repeatedly using Twitter, and he got run out of town on a rail by his own party because they realized what was going on. Now, the Republicans, trying to go quid pro quo, are trying to yank everything out. But the thing is, they never supported him anyway. This is where Trump's been the whole time. This is like the comfortable back seat of a nice stretch limo. The only ones that are for him are the ones that have voted for him. And that's more than any of the establishment people could muster. So we're going to see what happens. I mean, I am completely at peace with the idea that Hillary gets elected, and at some point in the next few years that I'm going to have to suit up, and a lot of people I know are going to have to suit up. And I'm also at peace that that probably means the end of me. But I'm at peace with that. Because the Republicans will, yeah, I mean, all of these establishment types, they're going to be gone. They are going to be gone. They won't survive this. If that's what it comes down to. This is not Europe. There's a reason we're not Europe. There's a reason we've come to the rescue of everybody that's ever been out there. And now we've given all of that away. We have given it all away. It kills me to know that I supported that in the military. It kills me. We're going to flip into hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.